My aim was not to become what I became with this level of fame. My soul is possessed by this devil. My new name is...
What's going on? This is episode 34 of the Rain Man Podcast. How are you? How was your week? The first official New Year's week. How was it? Did you do all right? Did you hang in there? Did you stick to your New Year's resolutions? Because I haven't. I think my resolution lasted about a day. I'm trying to, my main thing is, let's just get right into it. I'm trying to tone down on the weed smoking. All right? Originally, what I said last Monday was I want to stop using it as a creative crutch, meaning I want to stop using it when I work on a podcast or just something I'm doing creatively. I always have to go to the weed. All right? I got to smoke before I work on the podcast. I have to smoke before I start to write, or I have to smoke before I start to program like something for like a game or something. I think I'm going to reverse that. I think the only time I'm going to smoke is when I'm being creative. And I got this idea from Kevin Smith. He's a movie director. He has a bunch of podcasts out. Kevin Smith, all right, is his name, if you never heard of him. And what he does is, you know, he does movies, he writes movies, directs all this shit. The only time he smokes is when he's being creative, when he's writing a script, when he's working on a podcast. That's the only time he gets to smoke. He tells himself that he's pretty good at it too, you know? And I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to try that. All right? Because I tried it the other way. I never realized how much I smoked. I know I smoked a lot, but I didn't realize when I stopped and just, you know, looked at it from a different perspective. I'm like, I smoke before I get on Xbox. I smoke before I watch a movie, before I make my breakfast. And it's like, there's too much of that, all right? Way too much. I got to tone it down. I think I'm going to drink when I'm on Xbox. I'll do that instead. I have a couple of shots with my boys, you know, when we're on Xbox Live. But other than that, I think I told myself that. I made a commitment to myself. We're only smoking when we're doing something creative. All right? So when I'm working on the podcast, when I'm writing, that's it. All right? So you heard it here first. So if you see me on Twitter tweeting about I'm rolling, just call me out on that shit. Check on me. Check if, you know, if I'm working on a podcast. If I'm not, fucking call me out. Call me out on my bullshit. By all means. Because I want to stick to this, all right? Let's try it out. Let's see what happens, okay? Excuse me. Uh-oh, I got to sneeze. Oh, come on, baby. Oh, I just lost it. Don't you hate that? Fuck. That was going to be good, too. You ever lose a sneeze and then try to sneeze like you try to get it back? Like you're... like I'm trying to like sniff it back in. Like, come on, come on. Damn it. Fuck. I just lost it. That was going to be good. I felt it like I was just going to just... Damn it. Anyway. We're talking about sneezes. Jesus Christ. How's everybody doing? Speaking of New Year's resolutions, ladies, or I should say, ladies, PSA to you. I was talking to someone about this, all right? Losing weight right now. For one, I just want to just kudos to the women, you know, New Year's resolutions, you're fucking sticking to it. It is the 13th. You said, fuck you to all the haters. You're still going to the gym. You're working out. Seriously, I respect you for that. All right? But, you have to be careful with how much weight you plan on losing. All right? And what you have to keep in mind, now hear me out. What you have to keep in mind, this is going to sound stupid. And I am stupid. But I have a point. Keep in mind the size of your head. Hear me out. Some people when they lose weight, you know, the weight is lost everywhere, all right? Their face, stomach, cheeks, like it's all lost. Some women, or just some people, the size of their head is the size of their head. They're not going to lose it. They'll lose weight everywhere else, and I call it the Jennifer Hudson effect. Jennifer Hudson, very popular singer. She was on American Idol, right? Yeah. Well, when that show was still relevant. She was on that show. She went on to win Grammys, Oscars, you know, very talented woman. But, you know, when she got popular and as her popularity grew, she started to lose weight, but her head stayed the same fucking size. So at first you had this big woman. She wasn't fat. Let me just stress that out. Jennifer Hudson was never fat. She was just a big girl, all right? So when her career started, she was a big girl. Now she's skinny, but her head is still the fucking same. It's still 15 fucking pounds of just, you know. And she has a big fucking mouth, too. She's not ugly, all right? But, you know, she's a great singer because she has that big goddamn mouth. And she has that long fucking neck. And she has that big fucking head. How does a head help you with singing? I don't know. But I'm just saying this. Back to my point. Jesus Christ, I just went so off the rails. Back to my point, ladies. Just, you start losing weight. You notice your head staying the same. Don't lose no more weight. Tone what you got. Because you're probably just, that's just nature's sign telling you, just stay how you are. You're fucking beautiful. Don't go overboard. All right? That's all I'm saying. I don't want you ladies walking around looking like a goddamn bobblehead, just all fucking, you know. Okay? I hope I didn't sound too much like a fucking idiot. I probably did, but I'm just saying. Now, I've seen it. I've seen it many times. You know, a lady, she's a big girl. She starts losing weight and the head is still the same and they keep losing the weight. They keep losing the weight. Then they look like a goddamn freak. Yeah, 140 pounds, all 40 pounds on her head. Just like I said, PSA, public service announcement. You want to take my advice? You don't have to. I don't blame you after listening to this shit. Oh, boy. That John Jones made me look like a real jackass last Monday. Let me tell you. John Jones, UFC fighter, light heavyweight champion. He defended his championship. He won. He's one of those fighters. You either love him or hate him. I love him. I think he's fucking great. You know, I think the fucking kid's just being himself. He's 27 years old. He's a little fucking cocky, as you know, as many 27 year olds in that position would be. You know, some people don't like it. He rubs some people the wrong way. Anyway, he defended the title. People still hated him. So on my podcast, I was just trying to defend the fucking guy, you know, even though he doesn't need my defense. And I'm just put it in my two cents as a fan of his, you know. So I defended him. All right. I put it out Monday morning, confident. Like, there you go, people. This motherfucker gets popped for doing some cocaine. Now, this is, listen. As soon as I read the news story, you know, drug test came back. He had some cocaine in his system. Honestly, the first thing that popped in my head was, okay, Twitter, Instagram, it's about to be a flood of Scarface with John Jones' face photoshopped. I knew it. I already knew it. So to you people who posted it, very funny. It was funny. As I imagined it would be. Not original, but it was funny. Those photos that went, you know, they went around the internet and whatnot. Yeah, whatever. Look, can the kid do some fucking cocaine? Seriously, what the fuck? We all have our vices. As long as he didn't go into the fight, you know, after doing a fucking line, then okay, that's different. But, you know. In all honesty, big deal. He did a little coke. Well, what the fuck? I'm going to defend him again. I'm going to defend him once again. He does some coke. Big fucking deal. We don't know anything. It could have been just once. He could have been doing it recreationally, right? In between, you know, hitting the punching bag and whatnot. Just, you know? I don't understand. What's the difference between John Jones talking a little shit and, what's that fucking leprechaun? Conor McGregor. What's the difference? McGregor talks mad shit. He came in the division talking shit. I don't get it. I think as soon as John Jones started coming off saying, you know, he's a devout Christian and all that, people started to like, here we go. And then he got, you know, he got caught drunk driving. Well, he didn't get caught. He crashed. But he wasn't on coke. And right now, we have a brand new Fizz Buddy, okay? It's called the Dojo of Powerful Aging, hosted by Adam Hallcroft. I hope I pronounced your name correctly, good sir. But it's a great podcast, and actually, I was introduced to this podcast by Danny Penn. He added it on Fizz Buddies. He's one of the boys. I listened to it. It's fucking great. The Dojo of Powerful Aging. The podcast is about aging, not getting old. Not old. We're not getting old. We're aging. We're a fine wine, as one would say. All right. It's the opposite of my podcast. You hear my podcast where I talk about just eating, just bullshit, and how my body's just deteriorating slowly. Nope. This podcast, complete opposite. What not to do. He's basically teaching you how not to live like me. All right. So check that podcast out. Check all the podcasts I told you to listen to. All right. Fizz Buddies. FizzButton.net. Hey, so, I was on the Xbox One playing some Grand Theft Auto. I heard this song. Like, there's still songs that I'm just now hearing on this fucking game. There's so many amazing songs, a great soundtrack on this game. And, one of them was from NXS, New Sensation. That song came on the radio in the game. And, you know, I'm just fucking singing along and shit. And, so after I play the game, I go on YouTube and I just search for the song just to hear it again. Ooh, excuse me. I just coughed and burped at the same time. My apologies. So I go on YouTube, I'm searching the song. You know, I'm listening to it and I'm scrolling down just like to check the comments. And you see in the comments, Grand Theft Auto brought me here. You know, everybody's just saying the same thing. Like they're just like me. They heard the song in the game. They come here, listen to it. Of course, you know, I'm an 80s baby, so I know I'm familiar with NXS, you know. I've heard their other songs and shit, you know. So to some kids, I hate saying that, kids, but to some of them, maybe the younger folks, you know, they never heard the song. They don't even know who NXS is. They don't know that band. So as I'm scrolling, you see the comments, Grand Theft Auto bought me here. But then you see the replies from older people, you know, talking shit. Actually talking shit to them. Oh, fuck you. You just heard of this fucking song. It's like, why would you get mad that someone younger just discovered music, good music? We always complain about how, you know, these kids don't know good music. Here, a video game. Yes, a video game. Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, the same game where you can fuck prostitutes and whatnot. Yeah, okay, you got that. But it's introducing a younger generation some music they probably would never hear. How can you get mad at that? I'm happy these kids know about NXS or any of the other, you know, they have older rap groups in this game and all this other shit. Like, why would you get mad? Then it reminded me of what happened last week with Kanye West. He put out a song with Paul McCartney. And there was kids tweeting, who the fuck is Paul McCartney? Like, they didn't even know who the fuck he was. They thought he was a new artist. And people were upset. They were upset that they didn't know who Paul, that, you know, kids did not know who Paul McCartney was. Now, hold on. Just like I defended John Jones, I'm about to defend Kanye West. And yes, Kanye is a dick. He might be the biggest dickhole on this planet. He is a douchebag. But guess what? that douchebag just introduced a whole generation to fucking Paul McCartney. These kids are going to be Googling Paul McCartney. They're going to find out who he is. They're going to discover this man's music. I know very little about him myself. Or the Beatles. I know very little about the Beatles. Matter of fact, excuse me, not too long ago, Danny Penn, shout out to Danny Penn, fizzbutton.net, another quick plug. He hosts a show, a music radio show, online, Saturdays. And I forgot what it was. Maybe it was a couple of weeks, and maybe it'd been a couple of months ago. He had an episode dedicated to the Beatles, all right? Nothing but Beatles music. Now me, since I know very little about it, you know, I remember I tweeted at him. I was like, dude, look, I know very little about the Beatles. I'm going to be listening extra hard, you know? And he hit me back, you know, hey, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Just listen to it, enjoy it, and you'll probably like it, you know? That's how you're supposed to do it. He didn't hit me back. You don't know who the fucking Beatles are? Right? He didn't talk shit to me. He was like, no, embraced it. Okay, you don't know about them? Here you go. You're about to fucking find out. And that's what we should do. You should never fucking kick somebody down because they don't know, you know, what you know. You know, they're just now getting hip to whatever it is. Next month, I'm going to be at a wrestling show, Ring of Honor. And more than likely, I'll be wearing a Macho Man t-shirt, all right? You know, if I see a father and son, I walk by him, and the little kid, you know, points, hey, who's Macho Man? I'm not going to look at the dad like, this is how you raise your kid? He doesn't know who the fuck Macho Man is? No. You know, I'm going to get down on one knee. Listen, buddy, Macho Man is one of the greatest professional wrestlers of all time. Just Google him. You know, you got the technology now. You got the fucking internet. YouTube, Macho Man. Take care. God bless, sir. And I'll just walk away. As I'm walking away to myself, I'll be talking shit. Believe me. Take your kid to a fucking wrestling show and he doesn't know who the fuck Macho Man is. What kind of fucking father are you? Jesus fucking Christ. Now I'm mad at the imaginary father and son. Okay, let me get off. All right, that's the podcast. You know the deal, all right? Rate and review, right? Go on Stitcher, go on iTunes. If you don't rate it, you don't review it, just subscribe. That's it. And just listen, all right? That's all I ask for you. Just listen to the podcast. You enjoy it. You enjoy it. I think I fuck up a word at least 5 times on every podcast. Take a shot whenever you hear me fuck up or stumble on a word. Yeah, enjoy yourself. Yeah, that's a podcast. Stitcher, iTunes. What else? That's about it. Oh, very quickly, a brand new Rain Man and Friends will be recorded today. You'll find out the guest soon enough, all right? A little surprise there. What else? That'll be out next month. On Monday? I don't know. Maybe when I get my shit together, maybe I'll put 2 a month. Who knows? All right? Don't be greedy. All right? And then the YouTube clips, Fizzbutton Popcorn. I just recorded a few, actually, about 3 or 4 with my good friend Biff Sweetwater. So I will be editing the audio, and I'll be sending that out to Danny Penn so he could work his magic. So be on the lookout for that. We got some good stuff on those. And that's about it. All right? So, take care, enjoy, thanks for listening, and, I don't know, fucking party on, I guess. Bye!
Yo, Ray, that's you, baby? Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know, I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me teach you out your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? All right, watch the tricks, baby. Because the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man.
I go do my thing, man. I'm going on the road. When you get, when you, yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at the at Madison Square Garden, and I just came through, and you said, yo, and it was real, son. You took the world by storm. They didn't understand it, because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belonged to you, man. Laws of God. Trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as the dimension he can see. What you see, that's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar, watch the cheat, and watch the thief.